a singer with a warm, high baritone voice who had hits in the big band era, has died.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
His name was Harry Babbitt. His death was made public today. He died in Newport Beach, California, April 9th, at age 90. Babbitt sang with a popular orchestra headed by Kay Kaiser, and Kaiser gave Babbitt the nickname Handsome Harry, but it was his voice, not his good looks, that made the band's song so popular in the 1940s.
And Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again.
Harry Babbitt put his own American stamp on this huge British hit that Vera Lynn sang for war-weary soldiers. In 1941, The White Cliffs of Dover was number one for several weeks.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
But Harry Babbitt was not all serious singing. He could affect a higher range, too. In 1939, Kay Kaiser's band had a novelty hit with this tune.
Down in the muddy, all itty-bitty pool, fam, feel the fitties, and mama fitty, too. Fam said to mama fitty, fam, a potato, fam, and fam, right over the dam.
Three Little Fishies was one of 35 top 10 and 11 number 1 records Harry Babbitt made with Kay Kaiser's orchestra, and they included another novelty song.
Oh, that's the Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah, he's a pecking it all day long.
In Woody Woodpecker, from 1946, Harry Babbitt stands in for Mel Blanc, who did Woody Woodpecker's laugh in the cartoon versions. Babbitt sang with the Kaiser Band from 1938 to about 1949, with time off to serve in the Navy late in the war. Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, along with Babbitt, appeared in a half-dozen forgettable movies at the height of their success. Babbitt's comic ability and high voice were used on a solo recording of yet another novelty song called All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. It required him to lisp as well. When Kaiser died in 1985, Harry Babbitt obtained rights to the band's name and catalog. He toured the country with a new band. When he stopped performing in the mid-1990s, he became successful in Southern California real estate. He died earlier this month at age 90 in Newport Beach.
He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life, you'll be Woody and wife, and the choir will sing along with...